everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, did your parents ever read you fairy tales when you were young?
Yeah, my mom did. My dad didn't. Mm-hmm. My favorite stories were The Wolf and the Seven Young Goats.
Okay.
You know that one?
I don't.
The Ugly Duckling. What about you?
Oh, of course. As a young girl, just like all the other young girls out there who love fairy tales, when I was young, I loved stories.
Wow.
And as soon as I learned to read, you couldn't keep the books out of my hands.
Right. Okay, so you must know a lot of fairy tales, Erin.
I do. There are so many. But I'm interested to know what kind of fairy tales you heard when you were young. Does Taiwan have its own fairy tales?
Actually, I think kids here pretty much grew up hearing famous fairy tales like Snow White, The Little Red Riding Hood, Hansel and Gretel, etc. Oh. Is that similar to your childhood?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same. Well, did you know that many of those famous fairy tales that you just mentioned come from Germany?
Really? Which ones?
Well, all of those ones, The Little Red Riding Hood,
right?
Hansel and Gretel, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Wow.
So, we're going to find out all about those because that's what today's article is about.
Well then, let's get started.
Okay.
Reading.
Germany's Fairy Tale Route. You walk through a dark forest somewhere in Germany. It feels as if some magical creature could pop out at any moment. That's because you're not on an ordinary trail. Instead, you're going down the German fairy tale route. The route goes through the towns that influenced fairy tale writers, Wilhelm and Jakob Grimm. The two brothers collected many famous German tales, including Little Red Riding Hood, Hansel and Gretel, and Sleeping Beauty. In 1812, they published the collection Grimm's Fairy Tales. In the town of Elsfeld, the Grimm brothers found that young women there wore red hats. They collected folk stories from the area to write Little Red Riding Hood. The town of Bad Wildungen, also on the trail, has an unlucky history. In the 16th century, a local count's daughter was poisoned and died. This gave rise to the story Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. These are just two of many stops on this magical route through the heart of Germany.
So today's article starts out by saying, you walk through a dark forest somewhere in Germany.
怎么一开始文章就感觉到有点阴森哦? 你走进德国某处的一片黑森林里面, it sounds spooky already.
Yes, I'm getting the shivers. I wonder what's going to happen next. So it says, it feels as if some magical creature could pop out at any moment.
Do you think a magical creature will really pop out of the woods?
Not really. I mean, that sentence used as if to describe that feeling, which means that something might seem like it's going to happen, but it probably won't.
Okay, 没错，刚刚有看到 as if, 对不对？就是好像。 似乎是仿佛怎么样怎么样, 跟 as though的用法是差不多, 比方像是呢, 我们如果讲说, the dog wagged its tail as if it was or it were saying, welcome back. Aww, how cute.
Well, we also saw the phrase pop out in that sentence. When something pops out, something comes out of something else unexpectedly. Like if you open a cupboard door and a mouse pops out.
Oh.
I bet you wouldn't expect that.
I bet a scream would pop out of my mouth.
Exactly like that.
你们猜到 pop out是什么意思吗? 就是突然冒出的意思。 For example, I could say, he opened the box and out popped a mouse. Okay. And sometimes I could also say, a funny thought just popped into my head. That just means, I just thought of something funny. Okay. Mm-hmm. 所以刚刚课文提到就是你走进德国某处的一片黑森林里, 后面我们提到, 感觉好像随时会有某种这个魔法的生物突然冒出来一样哦。
Well, next the article says, That's because you're not on an ordinary trail. Okay, so we're walking in the woods in Germany. The vocabulary trail here, spelled T-R-A-I-L, trail, is the noun that tells us where we're walking. A trail is a path that you can follow somewhere. For example, we could also say we followed the trail to the waterfall when we visited the park.
OK, 我们来看一下 trail, 通常可能是像是荒野当中我们会看到的一个踏乘的小道。所以我们也可以用 path, 同样来表示这个小路啊小道。So for example, I can think of a bike trail or a ski trail. OK, 所以刚刚跟我提到就是那是因为你并不是在一条普通的乡间的小路上，这里小路就是 trail。The article says that this isn't an ordinary trail, though. What do they mean?
You're right. It isn't ordinary or normal. The article says, instead, you're going down the German fairy tale route. So now this is a special trail for fairy tales. The noun fairy tale is actually two words, and it's spelled F-A-I-R-Y-T-A-L-E, fairy tale.Now, a fairy tale is a traditional children's story in which magic things happen. For example, Angela's favorite fairy tale is Hansel and Gretel. She loves hearing that story.
Okay, 所以课文呢，哇，终于告诉我们，事实上呢，哇，你正处于德国的童话大道哦。没错，其中提到的 fairy tale 当然就是童话故事啦。I love fairy tales.就像刚刚啊，这个 Aaron 老师另一句提到的 Hansel and Gretel， 我超喜欢的就是糖果屋。I wanted to eat that candy house when I heard this story. Okay.My favorite fairy tale was Sleeping Beauty, because I love sleeping in. Okay. Now, okay, sometimes fairy tale can also be used figuratively. For example, we could say their marriage is a real life fairy tale, like they have a very happy marriage.
Right. Good. So the second paragraph begins by saying, the route goes through the towns that influenced fairy tale writers Wilhelm and Jakob Grimm.
Okay, so this route or this road to travel is going to show us lots of things to do with fairy tales. How exciting.
That's right. Now, the vocabulary word influence in that sentence is spelled I-N-F-L-U-E-N-C-E, influence. Now, this is a verb, and it means to affect the way people think or act. For example, we might say, several factors influenced Marcy's decision to become a doctor. So maybe she was thinking about becoming a doctor, and she learned how much money she could make. So she said, I want to be one now.
Okay, great choice. Okay, let's take a look at this word, influence. 它是一个动词，就有影响的意思。比方像是如果你深深的可能因为你的父母亲的想法而被影响，你就可以说 I was deeply or greatly influenced by my parents. Okay, 所以课我们提到是什么样的影响呢？他说哇，这条道路是经过城镇，影响了童话故事的作者，也就是 Wilhelm and Jacob.Grim, okay. Jakob Grim, okay. 对不起，我的德文不是很好，谢谢 Aaron 老师。So these small towns affected these writers and then wrote stories about them.
That's right. So let's find a little bit more. Let's find out a little bit more about these stories.
Okay.
The article says, the two brothers collected many famous German tales, including Little Red Riding Hood, Hansel and Gretel, and Sleeping Beauty.Now, I know all those stories.
Me too. 相信大家应该会对这些故事不陌生哦。所以刚刚我们提到这两个兄弟呢，他们俩收集了许多著名的德国民间故事哦，包括这个小红帽啊 ，The Little Red Riding Hood， 还有刚刚我们一直提到的 Hansel and Gretel， 就是糖果屋，以及我也很喜欢的睡美人。There is even a movie about Sleeping Beauty.
There is. It's a really good one
too.
Now, all this happened a really long time ago, though.
Okay.
The article says, in 1812, they published the collection Grimm's Fairy Tales. Now, the word publish here, spelled P-U-B-L-I-S-H, is a verb. It means to put something together, something that people want to read or watch, mm-hmm. and make it available for everybody to mm-hmm. have. For example, we could say, Pat had his short story published in a book last year.
Wow.
So all those fairy tales went together into a big book full of fairy tales. And this book was called Grimm's Fairy Tales.
我们来看一下刚刚提到的 publish 就是有出版啦发行的意思。OK, 所以刚刚课文提到是他们在1812年出版了这个从集格林童话啊大家都知道嘛。
So let's find a little bit more about some of those stories. The article says, in the town of Alsfeld, mm-hmm. the Grimm brothers found that young women wore red hats.
Ah, okay. So, in Alsfeld, 这个小镇上，格林兄弟发现这里的年轻妇女都戴上红色的帽子。I bet this led to Little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm, it did. The article says they collected folk stories from the area to write Little Red Riding Hood. Now, we see an adjective here, mm-hmm. folk.It's spelled F-O-L-K, folk. We use folk to describe songs or stories that were developed in a certain area and then became traditional for that area. Now, often, each area of any country, right? any city, has their own folk stories and songs. For example, we might be able to say, my grandmother always told me folk stories about the place she grew up in.
How nice. Okay,、mm-hmm. folk 呢其实就是有民间的意思，所以 folk stories 呢就是民间故事，而 folk songs 呢就是民谣啊。Okay, 课文提到就是他们收集了这一代民间故事并写成了小红帽。Let's find out a bit more.
Okay, well the article says...The town of Bad Wildungen, also on the trail, has an unlucky history.
不好念哦，同样在这个童话大道的 Bad Wildungen, OK, 就有一段不幸的历史。Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
No.
How were they unlucky?
Well, the article is going to tell us. It says...In the 16th century, a local count's daughter was poisoned and died. Now, that doesn't sound good at all. Let's check out this word poison, spelled P-O-I-S-O-N, poison. Now, poison can be both a noun and a verb, but in this sentence, it's used as a verb. It means to kill someone with a poison or to get very sick from putting a poison in the body. For example, we could say...That chemical poisoned all my plants, so they died.
所以 poison 这个字可以当作动词，在我们本科当中是个动词，就是使中毒或是毒死。但是它可以当作名词来用，表示毒药哦。所以课文提到的是呢，在16世纪的时候，当地有位伯爵的女儿被下毒而身亡哦。Okay, we saw the word count.
Now, this count is not the same count as we usually think of 1, 2, 3. It's a different word in this sentence. Now,The count in this sentence is a man of high reputation in European countries.
Right.
So we'd say it in front of that man's name, kind of like the way we say Mr.
Oh.
So we'd say Count Peterson instead of Mr. Peterson. Now there's a female version of this
there
too.
Is.
Yep, and that's Countess.
Countess, okay,、so you add E-S-S at the、
yes.
end. Okay, 我们刚刚看到的 count 这个字 A 当然不是数数的一二三四这个数哦，而是欧洲的一个、这个就是、贵族的称号，就是伯爵。那刚刚提到的 countess 就是伯爵夫人。So this count was a very important person in the town, huh?
He was. He influenced、another fairy tale.
Wow.
The article says this gave rise to the story Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now, I bet everyone knows that story, but before we go further, let's check out what give rise to something means in today's shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just practicing for the play I'm in.
Why do you like acting anyway?
Well, I watched a lot of movies when I was a kid. That's what gave rise to my love of acting.
Gave rise to?
Mm-hmm.
Someone gave you rise?
not rice, rise. To give rise to something means to cause something.
I see. To give rise to something is 引起造成.
Exactly. I wanted to be in movies too, which gave rise to me wanting to act.
Oh, maybe I should act too. Then it would give rise to superstar fame.
Sure, if you're good.
What if I'm not?
It will give rise to lots of laughs from me.
So give rise to something means to make something happen or begin. For example, the airplane's delay gave rise to lots of loud complaining.
Okay. Give rise to 就有产生的意思 ,OK? 所以或是促成哦。所以刚刚呢柯老师提到哇这个事件促成了诶大家都知道的 Snow White, 白雪公主以及七个小矮人的故事啦。
Well, that brings us to the end of the last line of today's article. It says, these are just two of many stops on the magical route through the heart of Germany.
Oh, 所以最后课文提到在这个穿越德国中心的奇幻道路上这只是许多站之中的其中两站耶。So that means we'll probably see more. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for the next day's lesson.
But for now, let's get to our For You chat question.
Yay.
For You chat.
So our For You chat question today, Laura, is what is your favorite fairy tale and why?
Well, I did mention Sleeping Beauty, so I want to introduce a bit more. I love all kinds of, like, cute little stuff. So, like, Thumbelina.
Oh, the little thumb girl.
Yeah, and Pinocchio, the boy.
The long nose.
Yeah, when you lie, your nose will grow longer. And there's one more I have to mention, Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, now why do you like that one?
I think it's actually exciting because sometimes I like stories that are a little bit unpredictable. So you really want to read on to find out, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So there's that mystery there. What about you?
My favorite is Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. I love that one too.
Now, I loved this movie when I was a little girl.
Of course.
It was full of mermaids and pirates and they could fly everywhere.
Oh, that part.
Yeah. And my favorite part about Peter Pan was that...The little boys in Neverland, they lived in a treehouse.
Wow.
And so, to me, this story had everything I wanted as a kid.
Yeah, I know. Who doesn't love Peter Pan? And Tinkerbell.
So, I liked Peter Pan better.
Of course.
When I was young, I thought he was very handsome. So.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all the time we have for today. But stay tuned because we have a day two tomorrow, right, Erin?
Yep. And we're going to talk more about Germany's fairy tales.
Okay. So we'll be back. Until next time, I'm Laura.
And I'm Erin.
Bye.
Germany's fairy tale route. You walk through a dark forest somewhere in Germany.It feels as if some magical creature could pop out at any moment. That's because you're not on an ordinary trail. Instead, you're going down the German fairy tale route. The route goes through the towns that influenced fairy tale writers, Wilhelm and Jakob Grimm. The two brothers collected many famous German tales, including Little Red Riding Hood,Hansel and Gretel, and Sleeping Beauty. In 1812, they published the collection Grimm's Fairy Tales. In the town of Elsfeld, the Grimm brothers found that young women there wore red hats. They collected folk stories from the area to write Little Red Riding Hood. The town of Bad Wildungen, also on the trail, has an unlucky history.In the 16th century, a local count's daughter was poisoned and died. This gave rise to the story Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. These are just two of many stops on this magical route through the heart of Germany.
Vocabulary Review.
Trail. We walked along the trail through the forest and saw many plants. Fairy tale. The father told his children a fairy tale to help them sleep. Influence. American movies and music have influenced young people around the world. Publish. The company publishes many different books for tourists to use when they go abroad. Folk. Japan has many folk monsters and creatures that appear in artwork and stories there. Poison. Tom poisoned the rats that were living in his home and stealing his food.